Okay, today we're continuing in Maseches Pesachim, in the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim, and we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So we've been talking about Ketzat Zolin, that's the name of the parak, about roasting the Karban Pesach. Roasting means Al Tzli Eish. You're not allowed to use any water or fruit juices or anything like that to cook the Karban Pesach, but we're going to see the certain types of oils can be used. Sacha B'Shem and Truma, you're allowed to smear some Truma oil on the Karban Pesach, Im Chab as long as the group of people that are registered on that korban are kohanim who are allowed to eat truma, so they can eat such a korban pesach. But im Yisrael, if it was a group of Yisraelim who are not allowed to eat truma, so then im chayhu yedichenu, if they smeared the truma oil on while the korban was still raw, so rinse it off, because you're not allowed to eat the truma, and you don't want that oil to get absorbed into the meat, so you'll be able to remove the oil still. But vim slihu yiklof esachitzon, if you put it on the meat after was already roasted, then you should peel off the outer layer of meat, because that outer layer of meat has some of that truma oil that the Yisraelim are not allowed to eat. Sachal b'shem shel ma'aser sheni, if you smear the Karban Pesach with ma'aser sheni oil, lo ya'asenu damim al b'nei chabura. You're not allowed to charge the value of the oil to the people in the group, meaning when everyone reimburses you for the expense of the Karban, you cannot get reimbursed for the price of the Ma'aser Sheni oil, Shein Podin Ma'aser Sheni b'Yerushalayim, because you're not allowed to redeem Ma'aser Sheni for money in Yerushalayim. Typically, when you have Ma'aser Sheni, the halacha is that you're supposed to bring the Ma'aser Sheni food and eat it in Yerushalayim. If you're unable to schlep all that Ma'aser Sheni food to Yerushalayim, you could redeem it for money and then bring the money to Yerushalayim and spend that money on food in Yerushalayim. But once the food itself has made it into Yerushalayim, you're no longer allowed to be poda it. You're not allowed to exchange it for money. So if you're going to take Ma'aser Sheni oil and put it on a Karban Pesach, which by definition is in Yerushalayim, you cannot charge for that, because that's considered that you're being poda it for money. So you're not allowed to do that. So Mishnah Dalet begins a series of several Mishnayos that talk about Tumah when it comes to Karban Pesach. Generally speaking, when people are Tameh or the Karban is Tameh, that is a problem. However, if most of Klal Yisrael or all of the Kohanim are Tameh Meis, there's a special rule by Karban Pesach that Tumah Duchiyuhi B'Tzibur, that when there's that when the tzibur is tameh, they're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. So some of the karbanos tzibur that the halacha applies to are different than Karban Pesach. So chamisha dvarim b'tumah b'tumah v'ein nechalim b'tumah. There are five things that you're allowed to bring when tameh, meaning when most people are tameh, they're not allowed to be eaten in a state of tumah. Meaning even though these things can be brought b'tumah, they cannot be eaten. And they are ha'omer, the carbon omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, that's a carbon mincha, u'shtei alechem, which is another carbon mincha that's brought on Shavuos, the carbon omer and shtei alechem bookend the days of Svira, right? V'lechem, in fact, it could be that Svira ha'omer is only midaraisa when you have a carbon omer and shtei alechem. V'lechem ha'panim, lechem ha'panim that are put on the mikdash on the shulchan every Shabbos, so that's also a carbon mincha. A lot of times people don't realize that lechem apanim is not just bread that's put on the table; it's a carbon mincha. So that cannot be eaten b'tumah, even though it's brought b'tumah. V'zivchei shalmei tzibur, any carbon shlamim that are the carbon shlamim that are brought as a carbon tzibur. So carbon shlamim are only brought as a carbon tzibur on Shavuos. So that also could be brought b'tumah, but not eaten. And the goats that they would bring on Rosh Chodesh, they could also be brought b'tumah, but they cannot be eaten b'tumah. So parts of those karbanos are usually eaten, but the heter that we have to go forward with the karban b'tumah does not go on the eating of those karbanos, only on the hakrava of those karbanos. HaPesach sheba b'tumah nechal b'tumah. What makes Karban Pesach unique is that when you're bringing Karban Pesach b'tumah, you're even allowed to eat it, but Tomashalaba Mitchilasa also ela la'achila, because the whole purpose of Korban Pesach is to fulfill the mitzvahs achila, since that's the main thing. It's not to be mechaper for any aveira. It's to be yotze, the mitzvah of achilas Korban Pesach on the night of the Seder. So if you're allowed to bring it bituma, you're allowed to eat it bituma as well. That's a unique element of Korban Pesach. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we learned that if you smear truma oil on your Korban Pesach, so if it's a group of Kohanim that are registered, wonderful, let them eat it. But if it's a group of Yisraelim, so if you smeared the truma oil when it was raw, you gotta rinse it off. If it was when it was roasted, you gotta peel off the outer layer. If you smear Maaser Sheni oil on a Korban Pesach, so you're not allowed to charge for that oil when you get paid back, when you get reimbursed from the Bnei HaChabura, from the people that are registered, because that would be akin to being Poda Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, which you're not allowed to do. And then in Mishnah Dalet we learned that Korban Pesach is not the only type of Korban that is brought when Bituma, when most of the people are Tameh. There are five other Korbanos that are brought Bituma, but these five other Korbanos cannot be eaten Bituma. And they are the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, the Lechem Apanim, the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and the Seiri Rashi Chadashim. But Korban Pesach, where the whole purpose is to eat it, not only is it brought Bituma, but it could even be eaten Bituma. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey.